Obedience is better than sacrifice. I have been in hell, that place of torment, fear, depression, and despair. I knew all the promises of God concerning the peace that passes all our understanding, but there was no peace. I became obsessed with my physical body and death. I could think of little else. Nothing could distract me from these fears. Cooking, cleaning, exercise, listening to tapes, reading books, watching TV, traveling, nothing at all. I almost wished I would die, but I was afraid of dying. I was afraid of everything. I almost wished I would get Alzheimer's so I could get some relief. My pills I got for what my doctor called an anxiety disorder would sometimes seem to work if I was tired enough to go to sleep, but at other times it was like eating candy. Of course, I was constantly crying out to God for answers. How could I know the truth and yet not have it operating in my life? I was sure that I did know truth, or at least some truth, but whatever truth I knew was not setting me free. So I began to doubt that what I thought I knew was the truth. Yesterday I went on a day trip to the coast. When we stopped at a museum, I pulled a very heavy door onto my big toe, even as I was reading the sign on the door saying I should watch the bottom of the door. The pain was excruciating. At first, I was sure that I had broken the toe. Then, upon realizing that I could move it, I was pretty sure it wasn't broken, but rather badly bruised. I wouldn't take off the shoe, for fear I'd never get it back on, and I had a whole day to get through. I thought I would probably be unable to attend my session with my physical trainer this morning. Update. My toe recuperated remarkably during the night, and I was able to work out at the gym with no problem. On the way home on the bus, I managed to get quiet inside and really listen. I knew that I was never going to be able to figure anything out with my brain. My mind was but a pit of noise that continually increased my torment. As I sat there with my head on my husband's shoulder, a peace stole over me, and the still small voice began to speak once again, the words I've been running from most of my life. Are you ready now to forsake all and follow me? I knew God didn't cause or allow me to hurt my toe to get my attention. That much truth I was certain of. I knew that in my place of torment, I could look at that sign warning me about the door and not comprehend what I was reading, because my mind couldn't be still. I have maintained that, like Paul, I want nothing except to know God. But am I, again like Paul, willing to count everything else as dung? Am I willing to forsake all and follow that voice inside, which is my Father speaking to me? I've had little trouble forsaking fame and fortune. Possessions mean very little to me. I've even been willing to allow other Christians to think me a heretic when my whole world was comprised of other Christians. But last night on that bus, I had to face my reluctance to bring pain to my family, more than I've caused them already, by not attending church and disagreeing with their theology. I've had this website since November 2012, but I've never told those closest to me of its existence, although they could well know of it and never mention it to me, since we don't talk about such things. I had to admit that I've been unwilling to use social media to take what I believe to be the true gospel into all the world, for fear of the embarrassment it would bring my siblings. I also knew that I had been unwilling to face the criticism and condemnation, even from those outside my family, that so often comes when someone goes against what is currently accepted to be truth. I have always been very thin-skinned. As a child, I would always cry and suffer terribly when criticized. I learned very early to keep the rules, to avoid the displeasure of my parents. I became a people pleaser, anticipating people's needs and taking responsibility for satisfying them, to avoid their disapproval. I was a good person. I was pretty much like Paul, blameless according to the law. Yet I believe that is precisely what my Father inside is asking of me, to write down every revelation that He gives to me and to use every means available to take it into all the world, whatever the cost. I have been asking why, if I know, as I believe I do, what the kingdom of heaven is and where it is, why cannot I abide there as Jesus said I could? Why can't I actually experience the righteousness, peace, and joy which characterize that kingdom? I was reminded of many scriptures which gave me my answer. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Of course, this does not mean that I am to hate the members of my family, since I am to love even my enemies, but it does mean that I must trust my Father with their well-being as I follow him, not concerning myself with what their response might be. Many scriptures about entering and living in the kingdom of heaven and how that is so intimately connected to doing the will of the Father were brought to my remembrance. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in earth, as in heaven, so in earth. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. We know that Jesus, in his humanity, didn't find it easy to do his Father's will, take that humanity to the death on the cross, that the devil, which is our humanity, that believes it is separated from the Father, might be destroyed. He wanted to preserve his humanity just as we do. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Jesus the man had to learn obedience the same way we do. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. It wasn't his father that caused Jesus to suffer. It was his own humanity that didn't want to die. But because he knew that the Christ, our Father within, would take the sin, humanity that believes it is separated from God, of all of us, of the whole world, also to the death, he chose not to ask his Father for legions of angels to save him. No, he, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, thereby becoming the firstborn among many brethren. He thus became the means whereby his own prayer for us, that we would know that we were not separated from our Father, but that we were rather one with him, in John 17, was answered. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church, in the midst of us who are that church, will I sing praise unto thee. The Hebrew man Jesus submitted to our Father's will because it was the Father within, or the Christ, for they are one and the same, who was doing this work. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. I have known for many decades that it is my Father's will for me to write, not for entertainment, but for instruction, as a means of getting that word of reconciliation to the world. The words my Father speaks to me are always seeking an outlet. I've thought, this has to be what Paul was feeling. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Then just as strongly would I feel my own insignificance. I would know, as Jesus did, that of mine own self I can do or say nothing. So often have I felt my Father speaking to me the word spoken to Jeremiah. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. So often have I also felt like Jeremiah carrying around the truth spoken to me by the Spirit inside. I felt those truths burning in my bones. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. But because I was reading the scriptures literally, as I had been taught, and because I thought my humanity, rather than the Christ, was my true identity, I couldn't accept those words for myself. They could be meant only for someone special, not for the wretched person I knew myself to be. Now I know that the scriptures are addressed not to my humanity, nor to Jeremiah's, but rather to the Christ within who performs that which is given us to do. I can accept these words for myself, one who is to communicate whatever is given to me by my Father inside. It won't be me, but rather my Father who dwells within me, who is doing the work. I won't be pulling down and destroying literal nations, but rather be a vessel for accomplishing the words of Jesus. Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. I will be rooting up all the false concepts of God and our relation to him, rooting them out of the lives of anyone who has ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, the called out ones, who are seeking to know and obey the truth, whatever the cost. Today, I joined Facebook for one reason only, obedience to that still small voice inside, telling me to use every means available to fulfill what the church world calls the Great Commission. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I mustn't any longer hide behind my fears and sacrifices, consideration for others, but must move forward with boldness, trusting that the one who has called me will also do whatever is necessary for me to answer that call. Faithful is he that calls you who will also do it, and care for those who may be disturbed by my obedience to that call. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. When I look at all the trivia, the mass of information to be waded through on everyone's Facebook page, I really fail to see how this can be an effective tool for taking the truth to the world, for being the light of the world. But I won't any longer argue with that voice inside. I do know that it is the internet that disseminates information to the most people in the shortest amount of time. I just heard from a friend in Ireland minutes after joining Facebook. Enough said. It has been 4 months and I still haven't used social media to draw attention to this website. Nor have I posted this contemplation on the website. Did I not hear accurately? Or am I still unwilling to count everything but dung to obey that still small voice inside? It has now been over a year, and I still haven't made use of social media or even posted this or any other contemplation, though I have continued to write them. I am presently recording most of them, getting them ready for posting. Most of them are dated and contain a record of the painful uprooting of all the plants my Father had not planted in me. As you will read, it was incredibly difficult for me to come out from under the law and give over to our Father the responsibility for the physical well-being of my three siblings. For me, as for Abraham, it actually required moving away, 1,000 miles away. It took this for me to leave the law God of condemnation, wrath, and judgment, and entrust myself to what Jesus called the true God, and Paul called the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God from whose love I can never be separated, the God who judges no man. But I soon discovered that the move itself, though necessary for me, could not bring to me the righteousness, peace, and joy that comprise the kingdom of heaven. The problem was within me, not in my outside circumstances. I came to the place where the torment was so intense that I actually thought I was going to leave this realm, that my heart was going to fail me from the fear that I was experiencing. It was at this time I heard what I have recorded in the contemplation, Powers and Principalities. Receiving that revelation and responding to those words spoken to me by the Spirit has finally brought me freedom from a lifetime of fear. I now know that I can indeed do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, even subject myself and my writings to social media, if I can find someone to show me how to do that. Now I want you to read A Prayer of Surrender.